This recording is designed to help people who have a diagnosis of irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS as it's usually known. Make sure that you consult a medical practitioner if you haven't already had a diagnosis of IBS, as there can be many reasons for changes in bowel habits or discomfort and bloating, and these really mustn't be ignored or self-diagnosed. Since you're listening to me now, I'm sure you'll know better than most how it can really affect the quality of life. Everybody responds differently, though. For some people, it can be a hugely debilitating condition, which can have an impact on life in many different ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, and professionally too. These people can feel completely overwhelmed by the condition, while for others it can be far more mild and perhaps just a bit of a nuisance. Whichever category you fit into, the good news is that in recent years there's been a tremendous amount of medical research carried out on IBS, and some amazing results have shown that for people who fail to respond positively to almost any conventional treatment, hypnotherapy has proved to be very successful. Check out some of this research on the internet yourself, as it's really uplifting. By the way, you may have heard of NICE, the National Institute for Clinical Excellence in the UK. They actually published a report recommending hypnotherapy as a second line of treatment for IBS after drug.